AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Hostage drama. An attack on a Radisson Hotel in Mali, West Africa. The gunman shouted Alua Akbar before tossing grenades and taking more than 100 hostages. Three people are reported dead. AP correspondent Andrew Selsky is in Africa with the few available details.
What we do know is that gunmen have attacked the Radisson Blue Hotel in Mali's capital, Bamako. Information is pretty sketchy right now, but a staffer at the hotel told AP over the phone that the attackers used grenades in the assault. The U.S. Embassy described a shooter situation and warned all Americans to seek shelter in place.
New information from Paris this morning about a third body found in the suburban apartment where the alleged mastermind of last week's terror attacks was killed during a confrontation with police. Authorities say this third body is that of a woman, but we don't know yet who she was. AP correspondent Angela Charlton in Paris.
Earlier, prosecutors had said two people were killed. Now they said three. They haven't given the identities of the three people. They've said it. One of them is the suspected mastermind, Abdelhamid Abaoud. They also said today they confirmed that a purse carrying the passport of a woman, Abaoud's cousin, was found in the apartment as well.
President Obama is in Malaysia this morning, a mostly Muslim country, where he is urging young people to reject the violent ideology of those who carried out the Paris attacks.
You can set an example, not just to stand up to violent extremism, but to build interfaith dialogue, promote tolerance.
Jonathan Pollard passed classified U.S. government information to Israel for money. Now, after nearly 30 years, he is out of a federal prison in North Carolina, say the Israelis. This is AP Radio News. Critics call it frankenfish. Would you eat genetically modified salmon? The FDA has now cleared it for your table, the first such altered animal cleared for human consumption. It's not going over so well with these grocery shoppers we talked to in Seattle.
Like, why not keep what we have and keep it the natural way that we're doing it now?
The FDA should stay out of some of this stuff to where we get all natural wild fish. Even all the way down to the cereals and all that, when they're genetically enhanced, it's not good.
A company that produces the fish calls it, and we are quoting, a game changer that brings healthy and nutritious food to consumers in an environmentally responsible manner. An auto industry magazine has named the 2016 Chevrolet Volt as its green car of the year. The Volt can go 53 miles on electric power alone. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.